AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The unanimous Supreme Court has preserved access to a medication used in nearly two-thirds of all U.S. abortions last year. It's the court's first abortion decision since conservative justices overturned Roe v. Wade. But Mark Sherman reports reproductive rights groups are calling it just a small win.
They cautioned that the court had, in their view, done a lot of damage already to abortion rights with its decision 2 years ago, which has led many Republican-led states to severely restrict or ban abortion altogether. And nothing about the court's decision today changes any of that.
In other rulings, the Supreme Court sided with Starbucks, making it harder for the federal government to win court orders when it suspects a company of interfering in unionization campaigns. And the justices ruled against a man who wanted to trademark the suggestive phrase, "Trump too small." And Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Dick Durbin says an ethics investigation has uncovered at least three additional luxury trips given to Justice Clarence Thomas by donors. Former President Trump met with House and Senate Republicans on Capitol Hill.
This is an outstanding group of people. I'm with them 1,000%. They're with me 1,000%. We agree just about on everything.
It was his first visit since the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol by his supporters. And Norman Hall reports on the latest outreach by the Biden and Trump campaigns.
Trump told an influential group of CEOs that he wants to further cut the corporate tax rate he lowered while in office. Speaking to the same group, President Joe Biden's chief of staff separately told them that the Democratic incumbent's emphasis on global alliances would help their businesses. Both Trump and Jeffrey Zients met behind closed doors on Thursday with the Business Roundtable in Washington. Zients stepped in for Biden during the president's meetings with a group of seven leaders in Italy. The roundtable represents more than 200 CEOs. The group seeks to preserve the tax breaks for businesses that Trump signed into law in 2017. Norman Hall, Washington.
This is AP News. 6 years after the massacre at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, the bloodstained building is finally being demolished. Mike Kempen has the story.
The demolition starts Friday as crews begin the process of taking the building down piece by piece. It has been delayed a day by rain and heavy flooding in South Florida. Officials expect the demolition to take weeks, but they plan to complete the project before students return in August from summer vacation. The victims' families have been invited to witness the first blows to the building and hammer off a piece if they wish. Some want the building gone immediately, seeing it as a horrific and constant reminder of what happened. But others think it should be preserved and used to teach politicians and officials about school safety measures. I'm Mike Hempen.
Thank you, Mike. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.